Black was again keeping vigil in continuous prayer. Suddenly, his tiny cell was filled with horrendous bands of foul spirits. They broke in through floor holes and crannies and gaps in the wattle work. Nothing could stop them. They burst out of the earth and came from the sky, and they covered the space, the whole space beneath the heavens, with their dusky clouds.
Ferocious in appearance, terrible in shape, great heads, long necks, thin faces, yellow complexions, filthy beards, shaggy ears, wild foreheads, fierce eyes, foul mouths, horses' teeth and throats vomiting flames, twisted jaws, thick lips, strident voices, singed hair, fat cheeks, pigeon breasts, scabby thighs, knotty knees, crooked legs, swollen ankles, splayed feet, spreading legs, raucous cries, mighty shrieks, discordant bellowing.
Quicker than words, they bound his limbs and took him out of the cell. They led him away and plunged him into the black waters of the dark marsh. Then they carried him through the wildest parts of the fen. They dragged him through dense thickets of brambles, tearing all his body. For most of the night, they persecuted him. Then they made him stand up and ordered him to leave the wilderness. But he remained firm and sang out. They renewed their attack. They began to beat him with iron whips. But he was still unshaken. So they dragged him through the cloudy, freezing skies. He heard the horrid beating of their wings. As they reached the lofty summit of the sky, the northern heavens darkened with gloomy mists and black clouds that he soon saw were innumerable squadrons of foul spirits coming to meet them with immense uproar. The demons joined forces.
Wathre, Inig, and Rochgum, Bolgan,
raging.
Wrath, Wrach, Magic.
The wretched demons.
Borges, Kemper.
Carried the flag.
Alec, also bound.
To the accursed jaws of hell.
At Eldor.
Where after the agony of death. Where
fear and full wrath.
Doomed spirits of the sinful.
After swilt quale.
First arrive at that hideous home.
Ingon, erest in that utter host.
Go into deep abysses beneath the ground. Grandes. Cruel-hearted, they tormented and taunted
him,
swearing that he would enter that grim horror.
Goddess Oretta in Sefan Swank. With the gate on that Hagen, gonna grim the beer of gold on shell.
Go down to the denizens of hell.
Where from ye in it for hell
was. And there in shackles,
there
suffer burning.
Bendel, Brine, Troia.
I could see a valley of immense breadth and depth and infinite length. On the left, it was full of dreadful flames. The smoking caverns of the glowing infernal region. The fiery abyss swelling with surging flames. The other side was no less horrid, with violent hail and cold snow flying in all directions. The sulphurous eddies of flames mixed with icy hail seemed almost to touch the stars with drops of spray. Both places were full of men's souls, which seemed shaking by turns to be tossed from one side to the other as if by a violent storm. When the wretches could no longer endure the excess of heat, they leapt into the middle of the cutting cold, and finding no rest there, they leapt back again into the middle of the unquenchable flames. I saw the place begin to grow dark. Suddenly, frequent globes of black flames appeared, rising out of a great pit and falling back again. The flames were full of human souls, which, like sparks flying up with smoke, were sometimes thrown on high. And then, as the fire dropped back, they dropped down into the depth below. And with all this, there was an insufferable stench. Then I heard a hideous, wretched lament and loud laughing. It was a gang of evil spirits laughing as they dragged the howling and lamenting souls into the darkness. Evil spirits ran about in the black caverns and gloomy abysses, torturing the souls of the wicked. Some of the dark spirits came up from the flaming abyss and ran towards me with their glaring eyes and stinking fire coming from their mouths and nostrils. They threatened to lay hold on me with burning tongues, which they had in their hands.
Yeah, I have been granted the power to thrust you into these torments, and we have been ordered to torture you in the most cruel depths of hell. Look what a fire you have kindled by your lusts. It has been prepared to consume you.
Yet they dare not touch me, though they frightened me. You sons of darkness, deeds of Cain, you are nothing but dust and ashes. If it is in your power to deliver me into these tortures, here I am. So why utter these empty threats from your lying throats?
Yet they continued. They seemed about to thrust him into hell with all its terrible tortures. Saint Bartholomew broke into the darkness, bathed in the radiant golden brilliance of heaven. The evil spirits could not bear the glory of his heavenly splendor, but began to gnash their teeth, to howl and flee, to fear and tremble, and Guthlac, seeing the arrival of his most faithful helper, was filled with joy. Sing, 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 sing.